you know, everybody started off somewhere, man. Everybody started off at the bottom. And I started off at the bottom with my squad. You know how that is, right? And we was all trying to get somewhere. You know, we had dreams. We used to talk about what we gonna do, what we gonna do. You know what I mean? You know how that is. So this is what I did. North Philly, Cleveland Street, 2300. 150 kids all trying to be something. Make something pop, we was all young gunning. Knuckleheads in the store, snatching the chips and running. I know I hated pulling out the food stamps, even though everybody in the crib worked with grams. Now grandma, she an OG, good with her hands. She raised three girls and three grandkids that still stand. That's a feat nowadays, we lost Joey and Tata. Some graduated, some on the block when I drive by. Benny Good, Mikey and Kamisha still together. Risen real estate, Kenyatta's a trendsetter. Yeah, Al still chefing, the Lacey's is still reppin'. What happened to Lil Lamar? Yeah, that's a good question. Him and Ghost still stepping, moving in the right direction. Last I heard, they was out in Cali in a session. He came a long way, like taught him a few lessons. Now he's doing it big than people were ever expecting, man.
You know how it is.
But you know how it is.
You know how it is.
You know how it is. So Little Lamar became Two Gun Sizz, one of a million rappers trying to make it in the music biz. He went to school, got in trouble, but he was a good kid. Couldn't decide what to do, but he knew he would do it big. Always was creative, started rapping at 11. Used to rap on the corners across from No Question. Went to high school, wrote, but he didn't take it serious. His young boy Barry spit game was delirious. This old head boy and his DJ named Tyree went major. If they did it, then why not he? He bounced around, had a couple odd occupations, spent time in the Navy, then fell in bad situations. Did a small bit, but kept his pen moving. Got his head on straight, now he's keeping the crowd grooving. Trying to earn the respect he needs for the next level. He's focused, hungry, and homie will not settle. Put the pedal to the metal, the bus, train, the plane. He heard opportunity knocking, but he ain't waiting for the fame, man. But you know how that is. You feel me? Now everybody asking why he ain't signed. His music is fuego with an impeccable grind. He responds that it ain't his time, but deep inside he knows that it should be. He's gonna make the world see people support, but nobody's full time backing him. 3 years going hard, fresh off of trafficking. He don't even rap about the bad stuff he did do. Never said a name that ain't something he's into. Couple haters rapping, spoke his name in a verse, but their careers on life support, they better get a nurse. Anyway, his flow's getting the opposite of worse. And he got 10 pages if you do a Google search. So he's out there not waiting for it to come first. Last seen everywhere, the whole world is his turf. His mentality, I earned my spot with my hard work. Trying to be Lil Wayne while these niggas become Turk. I mean figuratively speaking, cause I'm one of a kind. But these lames don't want me to shine, cause I shits on them, man.